Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another edition of the School of Social Marketing with Dr. Ron Capps. I'm Ken English today, and whenever Dr. Capps and I get together, we talk about social media, some trends perhaps that Dr. Capps has spotted. But I've made a specific request today to learn a little bit more about setting up an email account on a specific domain. You know, Dr. Capps, I'm guilty, like many people, of just taking the easy road, and it's probably not that complicated, but I started with AOL and continued that for quite a while. Gmail, well, I've got a lot of Gmail accounts, but there's times when you really should have your name, Ken English, at kenenglish.com, or Ken at, shouldn't I?
Well, yeah, in fact, some providers are requiring that you not use a free email address if you're going to request information from them or a file from them or even to join their community. Things like the Yahoo and the Hotmail and the, to a degree, the Gmail addresses have a lower status. The indication or the perception is you're not serious, because if you were serious, you'd own your own domain. And so that is one of the things that can add a little more credibility to yourself and also give you a little more flexibility in the way that you do things in the way you interface with your community and allow them to interface with you.
Well, would you take a minute to really set the stage, I guess, pretend it's class, and it is class right now, but what do I do? I mean, I've got a cPanel account on HostGator system, and if I went into that, I see a whole bunch of choices for mail, which I'm in there right now. Email accounts, webmail, box trapper, Apache spam assassin, forwarders, autoresponders, and several more. I think I just was overwhelmed with it and I didn't experiment at all.
Okay.
What do you do?
Well, first of all, you mentioned you're using cPanel. And for 99.9% of the people that listen to the show, I would definitely recommend that whoever you get for your host has cPanel access to you, not Plesk and not some of the other hybrids that are out there. The reason being, cPanel is extremely well documented and supported, and you can find tutorials quite readily available online, either as opt-in bonuses or by searching on YouTube and so forth. But let's talk about the here and now. If you've got your cPanel open, the second bank, at least in most of my server or accounts or hosting accounts, beyond preferences will be mail. And in the mail area, you may have 10 or 12 icons there. And the first one is email accounts. And if you go ahead, Ken or Mary Louise, and click on email accounts, it'll bring up a screen where you'll see a series of boxes or forms. One will be, the first one will be email, then you'll see an at sign set in, and then either you'll see your domain name or you'll see a pick list for other domain names you might have on the same account. Are you with me to that point?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, for example, I pulled up one of my test accounts, @wp.info, for @wordpress.info. And to create an email account there, I could go in and I would type in whatever I wanted the email address to be in the first blank, the email blank. And there are certain things I always create on accounts. I will normally, depending on the nature of the domain, put an admin at atwp.info. A support at, frequently I'll use a niche prof at or a Ron at, and then depending on the nature, you might add an affiliates or a sales or a publisher. email account. But for each of those accounts, after you said, for example, Ken at MediaMojoGuy.com, you would enter Ken in, make sure it said MediaMojoGuy.com in the blank to the right, and then you would give it a password. And I would make it a minimum of 8 characters, something. For me, on the emails, I have a tendency to use the same passwords for the email accounts within my cPanel, because generally that's not available to the public. They're not going to go there. It's easier for me to remember. And if I'm running 150 or 200 domains, you know, it just makes life a whole lot easier. But you enter your password there, make sure it's heavily encrypted, and then you re-enter it again to confirm it. And I believe even on HostGator, you'll see a little thing there that will tell you the strength of the password. If you don't want to create your own password, you ought to have a button there that says Password Generator.
Yes.
Okay, if you click that, that will create a password for you, and then you copy and paste it in to confirm.
Okay.
Now, mailbox quota. A lot of this will depend on, are you going to store the things online, or are you going to forward them to another domain? If you're going to be forwarding, you can leave that at, well, you know, 25, 50 megabyte. If you're going to be storing them online and you're afraid you might run out of space, you could always check unlimited. And then you click on create an account. And then after you click create an account, if you look below, you'll see account at domain. And it should show you the account that you just created. And it will also show you the quota amount you set and what usage you made of that account.
Okay.
Okay.
I followed you through those steps that are there. The storage, I mean, it defaults to 500 megabytes. I mean, that's a lot of storage for email, isn't it?
Yeah, I would cut it back to, you know, 50 or 100 or... On my bigger accounts, I may have it set higher, but I've also gotten into the habit now of streamlining the process a bit, and we'll talk about that as the show winds down by forwarding it.
Okay, well, forwarding it, I think, is probably the first step that I'd do right now. Is just something that I'm familiar with, because you have to go back into the account, don't you, every time you want to check it?
Well, yeah, and that's, while we're here, that's one of the things that, if you look at the account, I'm assuming you just created an account, right?
Yes.
Okay, go to the end where you see the word more. You'll see change password.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now click on more. And you see where it says access webmail or configure email client?
Yes.
Okay. If you click on access webmail, that will take you over to a screen opening in a new window that will show you 4, I'm assuming, different mail clients you can use.
I've got 3.
Ahead. All right. What 3 do they get?
HORDE.
Squirrel mail.
Yes.
Okay. I normally use round.
I'm sorry.
So you
round is one of them.
Yeah, I normally use that one. My particular host here gives me another option, but using round cube, if you click on that, you'll be able to set up that as your format, and you can also set it up so that it will auto-load, and that means that essentially it will take you right into your inbox once you've initially set up that particular account. But
now, in order to read these emails, once they would start coming in, I would need to sign into the cPanel, or is there a different way of getting it?
Well, they also have a webmail panel that you can sign into using the password you set for your mail. But rather than do it that way, I'm just showing you where you would find it. But let's go back to the front screen where you had where you created the email account with the email form on it. And up in the upper left, you see the button that says Home?
Yes.
Okay, click on that. And that takes you back to your main cPanel screen.
Yes.
Now go back down to the mail area and click on the word forwarders.
Okay.
And there you have a video tutorial button, but it's really not that hard. I assume you have a video tutorial button through HostGator too.
Well, what I first have is you're currently forwarding email to Gmail, Yahoo, or Hotmail. We strongly recommend utilizing Fetch Email as opposed to forwarding for these email services.
Okay. So you're on the forwarders page now, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. On mine, I have a little button under the word forwarders that says video tutorial.
Okay, do not see that, but I'm sure that there's probably one here.
Well, or HostGator has their own tutorial section. All right.
Yes.
For email account forwarders, down below you should see a line that says address, forward to, and functions.
Address, forward to, and functions, yes.
Okay, and then you see a button down below that says add forwarder.
Yes.
Okay, if you click on the button Add Forwarder, you open up another form that looks similar to the one you already created.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
All right, so if you want to forward it to your Gmail account, you would, on the front line, put in ken@mediamojoguy.com. Or whatever you put, support, admin, whatever, at MediaMojoGuy.com. And forward to, assuming you wanted to keep it all in one place, MediaMojoGuy@gmail.com.
Okay, I was looking at something else. I see what you're talking about. Okay.
So, if you're doing MediaMojoGuy.com, and if you create an account for Ken at MediaMojoGuy.com, you would type Ken in the first blank, and in the forward to email address, if you're choosing to send it to your Gmail account, you would forward it automatically to MediaMojoGuy@gmail.com. And then you click the Add Forwarder button.
Okay, now, when I put it to forward it to Gmail, it brings up that little box again, saying use Fetch Mail. I mean, it goes through and everything. It's just one of those alert boxes.
Okay. You're not dealing with a normal cPanel installer issue. You're dealing with a HostGator issue.
Okay, good.
And there are a lot of reasons I got away from HostGator, most of which is I don't think HostGator is nearly the service it once was for a lot of reasons. And they keep saying, come back, and I'm not going back. But anyway.
You're at a whole different level of server content and, you know, in need with that's beyond where I'm at with it. So, I could see there being some limitations, but right now I do have the forwarding set up, and it would forward to me, and I'll do a couple tests, you know, as far as it goes. That's all there is to it?
Well, yeah, and then you see down below there, you hit the go back, and that takes you back to, if you need to add more forwarders, So, for example, if you created an account, Kim, support, admin, media mojo, whatever you create, you need to set up a forwarder for each one of those.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's say, though, that you want to know when it gets to Media Mojo Guy that it came from your website rather than it's just a normal Gmail.
Yes.
Okay. So what you would do is, and you can do it after you send a test message, for example, if you're using the email address ken@mediamojoguy.com, okay, and that gets forwarded then to your Gmail account. When it comes into your Gmail account, check the box or bring up the email, and then go up to the top where it says More, and click on that to filter message like these. So if you've got Gmail open in another window and you send a test message, let's talk through this, because this is the thing that not only with your own personal emails, but with the emails you get, everyone really needs to learn how to set up subfolders and filter them. So have you sent yourself a test email yet? Or do you want to give me the email address you created, and I'll send you a test?
I did set up ken@mediamojoguy.com, and I just sent it to mediamojoguy@gmail.com.
Now, when you say you just sent it to?
I sent a note from my AOL account to ken@mediamojoguy.com. And
okay.
I'm expecting to see it with Gmail account. Is that correct?
That's all I was. So check your MediaMojoGuy.com and see if you've got an email there.
Okay.
On Gmail. Let me complete the thought.
I do. It did go through.
All right. Now open that email.
Yes.
And go up top where it says More.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Okay. And click on filter message like these.
Okay, I see it.
Okay. Now, you see filter. You can filter by email address. You can filter by subject. You can filter by who it is to. In this case, if you're sending over email from ken@mediamojoguy.com, you would see that in filter from, correct? Now go down to the lower right-hand corner and click on create a filter for messages like these.
Okay.
Now, you get several options here on this next screen. One, you can skip the inbox and have it archive it directly into a folder you create. Or you can mark it as read, or if it is important, you can have it starred, and it will come in marked as important. And you need to, in this case, create a label, unless you already have an account you want to send it to. Where you see apply the label, if you click on that little box to the right, you can either choose an existing folder that you have, or you can create a new folder.
Okay, I see that connection now.
Okay. Now, in your case, if you're setting up a new account and you want to keep track of all of the email that comes from MediaMojoGuy.com, I would create a new label called MediaMojoGuy.com.
Okay, done.
Okay. And then I would click back out of there.
Before you leave that area, what does nest label under mean?
Okay,
there's a little checkbox underneath. Once I put in, please enter a new label name.
subcategorize or organize them later on. For example, I might have a folder for media posts, which is a particular service, and I get maybe 30 of their different newsletters. Okay, so let's say one of them is Engage Boomers, which happens to be one of their newsletters. So I have a folder called, Engage Boomers, but it is a subfolder of media posts / Engage Boomers. So if you've got a folder and you've called it social media, you may have a subfolder for Twitter, a subfolder for Facebook, a subfolder for Google Plus. So it is asked you if you want the label you just created filed under any particular cabinet.
I see now. Thank you.
And for example, you might eventually have a file cabinet called MediaMojoGuy.com, but you may create other labels in there for video jobs, bids, training, Ken, and they would be subfolders you could create or sublabels under your MediaMojoGuy.com label.
Okay.
Okay, and then you could automatically send them to where they go by using the same filtering system. Now, after you've chosen your label and set up your tabs, you can choose to have taken any of these emails that come in and forward it to a different address. In this case, you don't want to do that. This is the ending point. You could delete it automatically. So if you've got someone that keeps sending you stuff and they aren't taking you off of the remove list, just come in here, put the address in, and say delete it. So whenever it sees something from, Billy Bob Thornton does Dallas, it gets deleted. You don't even see it. Or I would recommend you check the next box always if it is something you think is going to be important to you, and tell it never send it to spam. That way you always have the ultimate control over whether or not it's spam or not. Always mark it as important. There are very few things I do with that. Never mark it as important. I don't do anything with that. And then you've got categorize as. And that is where you're telling it, send it to your personal folder, send it to your social tab, send it to your promotions, updates, or in my case, I also have a forums tab. So in your case, in your case, I would probably send it to my personal tab.
Yeah, actually, as you mentioned, and it does occur to me that I know there's three tabs there, but I very rarely venture out of the personal tab, so I know I'm missing them. Maybe not missing a lot, but there's a lot I don't see.
You're missing everything, because most of the stuff is not in the personal tab.
Okay.
When we get done with this, go click on it, and you'll see what I mean.
Okay.
Anyway, now you have a blue box that says create filter with a little checkbox beside it.
Yes.
So for example, if this were not a brand new fresh account, you might see a number there like 10, 20, 34, 50, whatever. And it says, do you want to apply this filter to everything with this address? And I would always check the box, yes. And then I would hit create filter. And in a moment, it will come back. It will show you the email line, and it will say filter created.
Okay, well, I did see it. Your filter was created. Learn more.
Okay, now do you see the label up there above your email for whatever you labeled it? You ought to see inbox and then probably another phrase.
Okay, let's see. It says a filter was created.
Now click on the email.
Click on the email. Okay, the inbox. Okay.
And what else?
I still I'm in the box that shows all the incoming email. I see primary, social, and promotions.
Okay, click on the email that you just filed.
Okay.
Where is it showing?
I sent it as a test, and I don't know, actually.
Okay, look down your tabs. Click on the personal folder. Look off to the left. Where it lists the contents of your box.
Are we talking the same thing with personal and primary?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we're not. Okay. Well, I've got a personal tab, but these are three other things that are in here, not what I just did.
Okay, go to your primary tab.
Primary tab, okay.
Should be primary, social, promotions, updates, and in my case, forums. But yours is probably primary, social, and promotions are up.
Yeah, I did not check the updates and forums, so now I see where those are now. I have primary, social, and promotions.
Okay. Yeah, I would always recommend you have all of them checked. That way you can send them to where they belong.
Okay.
Now, if you're on the Word, if you're back at your inbox and you clicked on the primary tab.
Yes.
Look down through your emails. Do you see the one that you just filed?
I see the one I think I just filed.
Okay. All right. I click on it.
I got it.
Okay. What do you see on that email up at the top after you've clicked on it? You see a little gray box as inbox?
Yes.
And then what does the gray box next to it say?
I only see one gray box. I see a little gold file folder, and then I see inbox with an X. Oops, I just clicked the X. The conversation has been archived. I'll undo that.
Okay.
I just have one gray box.
All right, I'm going to send you an email to ken@mediamojoguy.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call it test 2.
And so we're going to go in overtime here.
Okay, has it gotten there yet?
I have not. I don't see anything yet. I'm just refreshed the screen. Nope, not yet. I'm in the right folder. Oh, wait. I sent it to a different. No, that's from you. Over in the medium. Okay, I need to go here. So it's going. I see mine, but I don't see anything from you.
Okay. Click on the other tabs going across the top and see if it put it in one of those folders.
Okay.
Click on the updates tab.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't know. That's something else. Wow. No, I don't see it in any of the other folders.
All right, go back to the main folder then.
Okay.
Because it didn't bounce, it came back. Let me make sure I sent it to the right email address.
I'm going to send myself another one as well.
Okay, I sent it to ken@mediamojoguy.com.
That is correct.
Okay, one other thing we can take a look at, depending on what you've checked, are you back on your primary email address now, the folder?
Just a second. I will go back. Sending myself a second test, see where it goes. All right, so I'm going back to my primary. I'm in the primary of MediaMojoGuy@gmail.com.
Right.
Yeah, my second test just came through.
Okay.
But I'm not clear now. I think I sent it to. Yeah, I would have sent it to Ken@MediaMojoGuy.com, and then I'm expecting it to come into the Gmail account, MediaMojoGuy@gmail.com, and that's what it did do. Okay.
Okay. And you now have two of them there, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, when that one came in to MediaMojoGuy.com primary, does it now have a tag next to it that says whatever you named your folder?
It has a gray box, MediaMojoGuy.com.
Right, okay, that is what you created.
If
you click on that, you'll bring up the email you just sent.
Yes.
Now,
and
up top,
I do see.
You see the word inbox, and you see MediaMojoGuy.com next
yes.
to it? Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, if you click on MediaMojoGuy.com,
okay, it brings up the email all by itself. So I'm definitely into that account.
All right, but it only brings up one, or does it bring up both of them?
No, it just brings up the one. The most
and that
recent...
tells me you didn't check that box down at the bottom when you created the label. Remember I told you you need to always check that box.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it wasn't showing that second gray area, when we were looking for it.
Okay.
Now, if you were to type in up in the main search bar of the Gmail account, Ken@MediaMojoGuy.com, see what happens.
It brings up both of the most recent one with the subsequent file folder and the first one. Doesn't have the file folder.
All right, now, check the box beside each of those.
Okay.
And go up to the word labels.
Okay, I'm looking for the word labels. It's a little symbol. When I moused over, I see what it is now. Obviously, I have not been there before.
If you go over the top, you'll see archive, you'll see a spam, trash, folder, labels, and more.
Yep.
If you click on the one that says labels, that is where you can take a new email coming in and give it a label or attach an existing label to it. And after you hit create new, you'll be given the option to send it to a particular subfolder or not. But anyway, in this case, you've got one of them that is checked and one of them that is not checked, correct? I mean, you check both of them.
Right.
Come here, and you see a check mark in Internet Mark or whatever you named it.
Yours just came in. Test 2.
All right. So now you've got three of them, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Check the box for all three of them. And then go to the word or the tag for label at the top.
Yep.
And you see one box should be checked on that, maybe two. One may say MediaMojoGuy.com, and you may have another box checked. Do you?
I've got one box, MediaMojoGuy.com.
Is it a full check or a dash?
Dash.
Okay. Take it one more time.
Check mark.
Okay. Now, that tells it to change everything that you've got there pulled up right now, all three of them, and put that label on it. So at the bottom, you see the word apply. All right, click apply.
Okay.
Okay, now get out of there and go back and look, and you ought to see all three of them now have that label.
Yep. Yes, they do.
And now you've got an idea of how you can spend your Easter weekend going through and filling and organizing all of the crap you've got in your Gmail account.
Wow. I have to admit there was many clicks there that I've never clicked in 7, 8, 9 years. I mean, I would see the arrow, you know, and you have done this before of going deeper into Google and clicking the more buttons and stuff. I suppose I'm probably like most people, you just don't click that button unless you're really curious. You know, sometimes it's just, okay, I did this, I'm going to go do something else, rather than say, I wonder where that's going to go.
So hopefully now you and Mary Louise have an idea of how to go in and set up an email account on your domain, how to access it by webmail if you ever choose to do that, but more importantly, how to forward it from your domain email address directly to another email account, in this case Gmail, and how to automatically funnel it, tag it, and identify it when it gets to your Gmail account so that in the future, whenever you want to see anything related to Ken at themediamojoguy.com, you go to one specific folder and it's there.
All right, so if I send out Ken at MediaMojoGuy, I want to have it from Ken at MediaMojoGuy.
Yeah, there are settings you can go in. You can either email it that way, or you can set, you'll see a place in there where you can set in your cPanel different types of email services and so forth. Also, if you're using something like an autoresponder like AWeber, you can set it up in there to be sent from Ken at MediaMojoGuy.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we took care of my problem today. What did you want to talk about?
We are fine, and we'll talk a little bit more about getting the most out of YouTube and some of the other Google services maybe next week.
Absolutely looking forward to it.
Thank you, Nishpa.
Thank you very much, Nishpa, for this lesson today. Do you want to close out with anything?
If you have a call or a question, just give me a call.
All right. Thank you very much, Ron. We appreciate
Take
it.
Take care, all. Have a great Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. This is Ken English on behalf of Dr. Ron Capps. I'm wishing you a very pleasant Easter and a very productive week ahead. Thank you, Dr. Capps, for all of your assistance. We certainly appreciate it. Take care. This is Ken English, Media Mojo Guy at gmail.com.